Good morning. We continue Chayavim Akval Samach Zion, and we learn Siman Vav, the Tzachi of Kibud Av V'Aim, even after the father passes away. Just want to we touch on the idea of saying Kaddish. So it's not limited to saying Kaddish. That is a vehicle for Kibud Av V'Aim after the parent dies. It applies to learning Mishnayos and giving Tzedaka. It's brought down that a person should try and get the maftir, or even getting aliyah, saying the baruch hu. All of those are forms of being mechabed the parent after the parent dies. But I want to point out that the primary element of kavod for the parent b'chayayim u'b'moysam is a person who acts properly, a person who does mitzvahs and learns Torah, and acts the way he's makbet on his midas tavos, acts the way the Baruch Hu wants him to do. So it's a tremendous kavod for a parent that he has such a child. So a child which is Isaac in Torah and Gemilas Chassadim is a tremendous chus for the parent. Rav Moshe points out that the mile of learning the nishmas of a parent, the mile of learning the nishmas of an individual, if the individual is not one's parent, so the schus of the limud is not simply that I can't take what I'm doing and designate it for somebody. But if that person's patira in some way motivated me to learn more, so if I undertake to learn Mishnayos and I add that onto my regular Seder, so because of this person who was Nifter, I learned more time than usual. So there's been a rebuy of Torah because of them. So that is how the schus can accrue for the Nifter. But I do not have the ability, Ramosha says, to take my learning and say it belongs to Nifter X or person Y, etc. So, but when it comes to a parent, that's not so, because everything which a child does is because of the parent. So he does not need to necessarily add more in order to get for the schus to accrue to the parent. But obviously, if the child does so, then because of the patira of the parent, the child is adding even more lumina Torah than before. That would combine both elements, would be even that much more of a greater ili neshama for the parent, and that would be therefore a kavod for the parent that the child is doing as such. The Chayyadim will touch on a different point in Simon Ches. When he talks about the Allah of Mura, he talks about that it's at the process of Mura requires that one does not call a parent by their personal name. It's not covered to talk to a parent like that. See, the person is not called a parent by their first name. If a person would do that and add the title of Obi Murray, so in that way, refer to the parent, if it's necessary to say the name in order to people to understand who he's referring to. So a person can do so, because that's an element of covenant. And that's true, both b'chayim of the parents, and also after Moisam. Last point is, there's a minig, very common minig in Yeklai, so to call a child by the name of the parent, and by the Svardim, that's done even when the parent is alive, and by the Ashkenazim, it's only done after the parent has passed away. But that is an element of kavod, that the name of the parent is precious enough to me that I want that name to be perpetuated through the child, through the grandchild of the parent. So that is an element of kavod for the parent. If so, a person would be mekayim the mitzvah kibud av v'aim when they name the child after one of the parents. In a case where there's going to be conflict involved, who should get the name, etc. Sometimes the greater kavod is to create shalom and not be makbid, and to be mevater on a name, and that'll be the greater kavod, that through this individual shalom was brought into the world. So anytime we're motivated because of the ilui, the zecher of the parent, to do Torah mitzvahs, that acts as excuse for the nifter, and that all acts as a kavod, that this individual has been a source of motivation for Torah mitzvahs, that is an element of kavod in person by doing so. Have a good day.